Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. You can go to the Phil Henry Show website. We're always adding new things, new and different things. We got a lot of updating to do on that. But we are selling the best of Phil Henry Show 1999 CD, Communism is Neat. We've raised close to $90,000 for My Friend's Place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, California. And the kids come here from all parts of the country wanting to be movie stars or wanting to be used car salesmen or whatever it is that they're getting away from bad homes, getting away from abusive homes, getting away from parents that don't give a crap about them, don't love them, don't want them back. You see, this whole notion of runaway kids, one of the interesting bits of ignorance about that is that most people think, oh, there's a parent out there just, oh, God, they're so worried for them. Well, guess what? I hate to break the news. No, there ain't. These kids oftentimes leave home and hit the street because there isn't a parent in the house who cares about them, and there isn't a parent in the house that could give a sweet crap whether they lived or died. And how do I know this? Well, they have a bulletin board down at my friend's place where they'll take messages. And they have a bulletin board there where they'll post phone numbers. Or, if you'd like, you can use the phone to call home. These kids don't do it. Many of them don't. They say, well, why? So there's nobody there who wants to talk to me. So my friend's place was started 10 years ago out of the trunk of a car of a guy named Steve Lepore. And since then, they've been providing all kinds of job training, supports of all kinds, AIDS testing, medical support, computer training, getting people places to live, et cetera, and helping kids, stand on their own 2 feet. And those are the guys that we have benefited with the sale of our CD for the last 3 years. Made about $170,000 last year. Man, I hope we get close to that this year. Up around $90,000 so far this year with the sale of the Best of the Phil Henry Show CD. If you'd like a copy, go to our website, log on, $2,350, shipping and handling, and $20 for the CD. And it all goes to my friend's place. All right, let's see. Let's just go to a telephone call here and see who we have. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. What is this? Alhambra. How you doing, Alhambra? Alhambra.
Yes. Yes, sir. Mr. Henry, I heard you speaking last night about the Congressional Medal of Honor, and I wanted to tell you about an organization that I am involved with, and we meet on Wednesday nights. And it's an organization that is a little bit unique. It's a veterans group.
You have an organization?
We have a veterans organization, yes, sir.
What is the name of it, sir?
Well, it's Vets Without Syndromes.
And Vets Without Syndromes.
Yes, and the point of, and I told the man who answered the telephone that really the point of our organization is to let people know that there are veterans out there, sir, who do not have syndromes, who do not have battle fatigue, who do not have post-traumatic stress syndrome, who do not have Gulf War syndrome, who do not have mental problems, who do not have Agent Orange problems.
In other words, you are veterans who don't have any of those traditional problems.
We are veterans who are very grateful to live in America. We are happy that we served our country, and we're doing something a little bit different. We're looking for a little something different, and that is the country do something and appreciate us, because we feel alienated, sir, and have called the different talk shows and the talk programming across the country. And I called Bruce Williams and the Larry King Show. And I called Mr. Art Bell.
And okay, sir, all of these laundry listing of these talk shows, what did you do? You called them and tell them about your organization?
We called them to let them know that we're veterans who aren't a bunch of crybabies crying about problems. And
all right, you have an organization called Veterans Without Syndromes, but it sounds to me like there's a little bit of anger going on.
Well, let me explain to you. You see, we don't go to the VA and bitch and complain that they don't, and I don't have an Agent Orange problem. And I got guys in my organization that I meet with once a week, and they're fine. And they've got a leg blown off, or they had an arm blown off, and they're not complaining about it. We have a guy in our organization that got his left leg blown off, and he got his right arm blown off. And he lost an eye. He lost his left eye. So we call him Lefty Right Eye. And he is a...
These are guys that are in your organization, veterans without syndromes, who have all of these problems and do not complain.
No, sir, we don't complain. Now, one of the reasons what I'm calling is my next-door neighbor was on his way out to a meeting a couple of weeks ago. He was in Vietnam and was in Pleiku province around 1971. And I asked him where he was going, and he said he was going to his Vietnam veteran support group. And I said to him, would you mind repeating that one more time? Because I couldn't believe the son of a bitch.
And sir, you need to understand, and I'm sure that you do, that there are some veterans who have problems, and they've got syndromes, and they've got post-traumatic stress, and they've got gulf. You know, how can you put down because you say, what veteran, what war did you fight in?
They're all goddamn crybabies.
And sir, what war did you fight in?
I fought for the United States Navy in the Korean conflict. And I was in the Korean War. And I fought for my country proudly. Now, this guy that lives next door to me is a Vietnam veteran. And he said, I'm going to my Vietnam veteran support group. And I said, would you repeat that?
All right, you said, would you repeat that?
And he said to me, I'm going to my Vietnam veteran support group. And I said, you know, you sound like a goddamn coward. And I didn't need to say it. Oh, he's one of these boys, you know, these Vietnam boys. In the Navy of the Korean War, you might as well as, you know. Well.
Hello?
I just, the Nancy boy pissed me off because he made a comment.
What was his comment?
He asked me what war I was in. I said Korea. And I said I was in the Navy, and he made the comment.
What comment?
That if you were in the Navy in the Korean War, you might as well have dodged the draft. And I went insane. And I absolutely, and the police showed up. And this Vietnam crybaby said that I attacked him.
And all right, your organization, veterans without syndromes, and you beat up some Vietnam vet because he said you were in the Navy in the Korean War, and that was the same as being a draft dodger?
That's what the son of a bitch said, yeah.
And well, you know what? You shouldn't have started the fight. You shouldn't have picked on him and said...
I didn't start any fight. I said he's in his Vietnam veteran support group.
And yes, sir, they have those, Vietnam veteran support groups. Hold on. Does this guy understand that they have them because there's some good reasons to have them? Or is he just one of those old-time vets who say, hey, you know, I got through it and I'm fine. And this Vietnam vet asked him, he was in the Korean War in the Navy, and the Vietnam vet said that's like dodging the draft. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
I'll have a death
note. Yeah, I know, but you're telling me you were in the Korean War. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. You're telling me you were in the Korean War in the United States Navy, and the Vietnam vet...
The guy that lives next door to me said that serving in Korea was like, in the Navy, was like dodging the draft.
And you said you blacked out. What does that mean?
I got angry. I got so angry that I went after him. And the police showed up. But I told him that we don't have any crybaby veterans, and we're not looking for anybody to give us a handout. And I think it's refreshing for the American people to know there's an organization like ours.
Well, I don't think it's refreshing for the American people to know that there's a veteran out there going around and shoving Vietnam vets because they're going to support group meetings.
Mr. Henry, let me enlighten you if I could. We have a new, a new phenomenon in this country. And that's the veteran who complains about everything that goes on. He complains about Agent Orange. He complains about, did you get the facts?
Mike, did you get the facts from this guy's group? Bring it into me, okay?
He complains. Do you have the facts?
No, he's gonna get it and bring it in. Go ahead.
The veteran, he complains about Agent Orange, and he complains about, battle fatigue, and he complains about everything. Our organization is something new. We don't complain about a goddamn thing, and we think it's mighty refreshing for the American people. And all I said to this vet was that he was...
You called him a coward. You said if you're going off to your Vietnam veteran support group, you're a GD coward.
Well, all he is one of these namby boys, your support group, and they've got all of their complaining.
Well, I got to tell you, and you may disagree with me, and you may think that I'm nuts. There's some guys, you know, back in the old days, you're using a term that's an antiquated term, battle fatigue. They do call it post-traumatic stress syndrome,
Well, it's the same GD thing, isn't it? Battle fatigue. Is it the same GD thing? Hello?
I'm sorry, my microphone fell apart there for a second. It's the same thing, but there are ways of treating it now that they did not have in those days. They're actually able to help these veterans and a lot of these guys who weren't given help after Korea and after World War II and could have used some of it, okay? Some of these guys could have actually used some help, but instead they didn't get it. And now that they're getting it, you call these guys crybabies. I think it's very, very unfair.
And what about that crack that being in the Navy in the Korean War was like dodging the draft? What about that?
I don't know anything about the Navy in the Korean War. You served. I'm sure you served proudly.
But you see this coward go off to his Vietnam crybaby meeting. That's all that. Let me tell you something. That's all that is the Vietnam Crybaby Association. And I want to tell him that what I think.
Albany, New York, on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Well, you know, it's you don't need to be a rocket scientist to figure out that this guy definitely needs a support group. His group needs a support group. Anyone that would attack their neighbor over going to a support
this guy
group
called
needs a support
me.
Group.
This guy called me a draft dodger.
Right, but you weren't leaving your house, and he didn't yell to you, "Hey, draft dodger."
No, I didn't say that to him either. I said, "Where are you going?" He said he's going off to his Vietnam veteran support group, and I said, "Well, that's nothing but a crybaby meeting."
And then he said that about the Korean War, and you attacked him.
He made
you
a comment.
Took a shot at him
I
about
didn't
his
question
war.
His patriotism. I didn't question his patriotism.
No, you just said he was crazy.
I said he was a crybaby.
Well, six of one, half a dozen of the other. You called him a name, he called you a name, and you guys get into a fight, huh?
Well, you know something? I don't know. I'm a veteran. I don't know if either one of you gentlemen has ever seen any military service. But you, when you train a man to fight, he fights.
How much Tylenol do you give out at your meetings? Because I can imagine...
I don't give out any, mister, because we don't have any problems. We got guys who were wounded in the war, and they don't sit around and bitch about their problems.
Well, what do you talk about?
We talk about how good we feel and how great it is to be in America.
And you don't complain about the other war?
No, we don't. We don't complain about
the police had to come to your house because you got crazy.
We don't complain about a GD thing. We love the fact.
Yeah, you had a cop come to your house.
I'm sorry?
You said you had the cops come to your house when you went after this guy.
The police officer came to the house to take a statement, yeah.
And you never went and told your meeting? You never told your guys in the meeting what happened?
I told a lot of people what happened. It doesn't mean I'm complaining about my country.
You're complaining about another war.
No, I'm not.
And
I'm complaining about these
threats.
You know, sir, how old are you?
I'm 35. Well, my father was in the Korean War.
Then you've never been to a you've never been in a war yourself, so you don't know
what I'm talking
about.
Well, just so I can start a support group. Is that what you want
to
do?
Yeah, well, that's probably what you'd do, my friend. You'd go off to war and then come home and cry about it.
Well, my
All right, thank you very
much.
Thanks a lot for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Okay, what's the point here, sir? You have a group of veterans who don't complain about anything, and what?
And we would like, Mr. Henry, and I called the Larry King Show, and I also called the Bruce Williams, and I want to get some recognition for a bunch of good guys who don't sit around and cry baby about, you know, the war that they were in.
And you want to get some recognition.
And we want to get some recognition for it. And if there are interested veterans who want to belong to Veterans Without Syndromes, I would like to give a phone number out if I could.
Go ahead.
The number is 213-251-3189. That's 213-251-3189. And this is an organization that... would love to talk to some veterans that don't have Agent Orange or Gulf War or any of these other namby-pamby crybaby of the crybaby. Because we don't want to, if you're in the Vietnam Crybaby Association, then...
Yeah, all right, I'm looking at your facts now. The Vietnam's Without Syndromes, Veterans Without Syndromes, you call Vietnam Veterans, you call the Vietnam Veterans of America... Vietnam Crybaby Association.
That's what it is, because they get together and they do a crybaby routine.
And what you call a crybaby routine are veterans trying to get support for other vets, guys that are suffering from perhaps physical disability, guys that are suffering perhaps from emotional...
Oh, Christ, don't give it...
No, guys that are suffering from emotional problem, you call that the Vietnam Crybaby Association.
I'm looking for some men. Not namby boys, but men.
Hold on here, Ace. Did you see this guy's stuff, Mike? Vietnam, it says Veterans Without Syndrome. One of the first things that they talk about are the Vietnam Crybaby Association. This guy's a real nice guy. It's Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We're doing a little bit of a open phones this hour. We got this nut on the phone. We'll be right back. Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. It's Lloyd, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, it's Lloyd. And I thank you for having me on your program, sir. My wife asked me to say that to you. I don't want it to appear as if I'm not grateful.
And okay, Lloyd, that's fine. And I know that you have your opinion and I have mine. How would you like to take some more phone calls?
Great. That's great. I want to mix it up and tell the American people about our organization.
No, but I mean, you're going to take some phone calls from people like the last guy who don't agree with you.
That doesn't bother me a bit. That doesn't bother me.
You want to mix it up with them, huh?
I'll mix it up with them. I want the American people to know about the crybabies and our organization, which is, what we do.
The veterans.
No, not Vietnam.
No, Veterans Without Syndromes.
We're happy guys, and we fought for our country, and we don't have a GD problem.
All right. I like that GD thing that you throw in.
Huh?
I like the way you say GD.
Right. Well, I my wife said to me to watch my language, so...
I appreciate that, sir. All right. Let's go to Clearwater on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
How you doing?
Yes, sir.
Lloyd, you're very fortunate that during the course of your time in service...
Hold on. Can you hear him? Lloyd, can you hear him?
Yes, barely.
Yes, sir. I think you're very fortunate that you did not encounter any of the problems that other veterans, such as myself, have. We entered into a contract with the United States government when we were sent off to war. We feel that the government has a responsibility to take care of us for these syndromes, which there is some medical evidence that they do exist.
They don't even know what you said you're in the Gulf War.
That's correct.
Oh, Jesus, they don't even know what the hell that is. The Gulf War syndromes, the biggest crybaby deal.
Well, let's suppose that I was exposed to a form of anthrax administered by my own government. Do I have some grounds there possibly for the government to take responsibility for that?
Well, let's suppose you expose yourself to gonorrhea. Does the U.S. got, you know, there were a lot of guys in my group that got exposed to syphilis and gonorrhea, but we didn't expect the government.
But the government doctors took care of you, didn't they?
Huh?
Didn't the Navy doctors take care of you guys if you got syphilis?
The Navy didn't expose you to gonorrhea or syphilis.
The hell they didn't. Well, I wouldn't have gotten gonorrhea if I hadn't joined the goddamn Navy.
Watch your language, okay?
You know, I think you're probably the same type of guy that watches the poor, starving children in the third world countries and say, why don't they get a job and get some food? You're unreasonable.
I don't say that about you.
You have no credibility. You're a phony, and you're an old fart.
You want to know something, buddy?
You're an old fart with nothing better to do.
I'm a 68-year-old veteran of the Korean conflict, and I don't sit around and complain. And
the man's point, Lloyd, that you haven't heard is that there are some problems that veterans have suffered since we've had war, since the Revolutionary War, that now our government is beginning to address and to help these guys.
And you want to know why? Because they're all too weak. And
it's a shame that we had to exert this kind of pressure on our own government to send us to war. But without organizations such as ours...
What is your organization?
I just belong to a group. We don't call it a support group, but that's where we are. We meet on a regular basis.
So what do you got? What do you have?
Well, what we have is a road that's leading us toward a pursuit of justice.
No. I mean, what's this disease you got?
I don't have a specific disease. I feel that I was exposed to chemicals during the Gulf War.
Well, what makes you think that?
Well, because I have certain symptoms.
Such as?
Such as I don't think it's really appropriate to disclose them on the air to you.
Because what do you got, diarrhea?
No, I don't. But,
well, what do you got? You,
but my point is...
You shooting
is,
a little mud there in your pants?
Let me ask you about that. When you see,
so in
when
other
you
words,
the,
you wet your pants, is that it?
When you see the Save the Children...
all right, okay.
...kids on TV, do you say, oh, well, why don't they just get a job or get
no,
some
no,
food?
I don't. But when I see you Gulf War vets with your, oh, I wet my pants and I got the Gulf War syndrome,
I think your group is dedicated to fighting for more social security money.
Thank you. All right, sir, thanks for your... Why do you make fun of these guys? They have...
That guy didn't want to be specific because he's got that Gulf War syndrome's the biggest load of crap. They don't have any symptoms. Well, I don't want to be specific. You know what his problem is? You know, he ate some of his wife's cooking, and he had the Hershey squirts for about 3 days, and he said, oh, Christ, I must have... He's ashamed he's got plastic sheets.
Okay, there has to be some dignity given to some of these guys, okay? Here is Wausau on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
He's got plastic sheets.
How you doing, sir?
Fine. I had something to say to this guy.
How are you?
I'm good.
Are you a veteran?
I'm not a veteran. I don't know if you have to be a veteran to qualify for the show, but I was just listening.
No, you do not. No, not
okay.
at all.
I'm at
work. I would prefer to take calls from veterans because they know what they're saying.
No,
what about
my
dad was a veteran? Does that help?
No, these are These are Americans who have opinions about American issues, okay? Go ahead, sir. You said your father was a veteran?
Yeah, he served Vietnam. He got shot, as a matter of fact.
Okay, does he go to the Crybaby Association?
No, my dad isn't a part of any association, but I have heard him complain about, you know, nightmares and, yeah, he wished he wouldn't have gone and this and that. Which doesn't make you any less of a man, I heard you say before.
Well, you know, a lot of these guys, you don't see the Korean War guys saying, oh, I wish I didn't go.
Well, that's not true, because I've heard testimonials on both sides, and it sounds to me like you just PO'd at anyone who wasn't in the war you were in.
No, I think the World War II guys, they got it right. They didn't complain, and neither did Korea. But now here comes the Vietnam Crybaby Association, and now the Gulf War guys, they rubbed off on them.
Okay, were you in any of those wars?
Say what?
Were you in either of those wars?
I wasn't in Vietnam, for Christ's sake. I was already in my, I was in my 40s.
Okay, yeah, I'm just trying to make a point that you weren't there, so I don't see how...
Right.
You know.
How do you know?
Hey, listen, I was in the Korean...
Yeah, you were in the United States Navy during the Korean War. Now, just exactly what kind of action did you see?
I beg your pardon, sir?
I said, you were in the Navy during the Korean War. How much action did you see?
You better watch what you're saying, mister.
I think that's an appropriate question.
How much action did you see in the United States Navy in Korea? Most of the fighting was on land. What possible...
All right, you better smile now. Are you smiling?
No, I'm not smiling.
All right, you're pissing me off. Oh, boy, if you were here. Oh, God, I'm pissed.
Pissed about what? Because I'm asking you a decent question about how much fighting...
I'm a veteran of the Korean War of the United States. God damn it.
Hey, this is the same question you're
Check
asking
this guy out.
What'd you say to me?
I said this is the same thing you were trying to get out of the other guys. You're asking guys from the Gulf what... You know, what happened to them? What did they see? You're asking
I asked the guy what was wrong with him. I didn't ask him whether he saw action or not.
Oh, come on. Well, pull it together, Ace. Yeah. Pull it together, man. I'm just asking you, as a member of the United States Navy during Korea, how much action did you see?
I got a Purple Heart, mister.
All right, you were wounded?
You goddamn...
Watch your language, okay?
Are you laughing at me?
You got a Purple Heart, right?
You better believe it.
So you were wounded?
You better believe it. I had ordnance explode on deck, and it took part of my right foot.
Well, I'm sorry, sir. I mean, I just wanted to know.
We were dropping mines, and we had live ordnance explode on deck and killed two of my buddies.
Okay, I mean, I'm sorry. I'm just asking a question here. You're telling all these other...
You make the assumption that I'm some kind of a slacker. Is that it?
No, sir. I just wanted to know. Like the guy said, you were asking other people questions about what they did in the war.
Where's this kid? You still there, kid?
Oh, I'm right here. I'm just listening to you guys. I don't have any disrespect towards you or anyone else in any other war.
All right, let me tell you something. I had a live mine, and we were dropping mines near Jeonyang Harbor in South Korea, and we had live ordnance go off on the deck, killed two sailors on deck, and I got a Purple Heart. It blew part of my foot off.
Well, I'm very sorry. That's a damn shame. But, I'm sure...
but you don't see me going off to the Korean War Crybaby Association.
The Korean War Crybaby Association. You know what? Maybe the Korean War needed a crybaby association, so you wouldn't be sitting here angry and full of angst and screaming and beating your phone on the deck because I didn't assume right off the bat that you're some kind of a war hero, okay?
You know, you better watch
the... Yeah, and you threaten me the way I better watch this and I better watch that. I'm telling you, you're the guy that needs the Korean War crybaby. You ought to go to the Vietnam Veteran Support Group since they ain't got one for the Korean War guys. Maybe they'll understand. Thanks for your call, sir.
Hey, thanks a lot.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Hoisington on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Yes, sir.
Brad in Hoisington.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, but it sounds like this guy that you got on the phone... I don't know where he's coming from.
Okay.
Do you realize, then, in World War II, now you shut up and listen.
Do
you realize in World War II that you got, you know, the people that fought in World War II, that was a flat war. I mean, we were there doing something. Do you realize there were 17, 18, 19-year-old kids, children, over in Vietnam, and when they did what their country asked them to do, when they fought and died, and gave up their lives.
Here comes the crybaby.
For our country.
Here comes the crybaby part.
You want to see a crybaby? Come on down here, man. I'll show you a crybaby.
Well, go ahead. Finish what you're going to say. That I'm
all they got when they got home was spat upon, things thrown at them, and called baby killers. You want to sit there and you want to talk about you being over in Korea?
Well,
hey, why weren't you in a real war?
A real war?
Why weren't you in a real war? Hey, that wasn't a war.
You know how many guys lost their life?
Hey, I'm sorry. Korea wasn't a real war, man.
You know how many guys lost their life?
That was a police action.
I'm going to kick your ass.
That was a police action.
I'd kick your ass around the block.
I'd
kick your ass around the block for drill.
You did nothing over there.
You're crybaby. That's all you are. Crybaby. 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 Crybaby.
Come on.
Crybaby.
And you got your foot blowed off.
Yeah, that's right. And you know something else? A lot of guys lost their lives in Korea.
Yes, they did.
And I guess you spit on their grave, don't you?
No, I don't. Oh, well, but I sure you the making... heck ain't going to put up with your crap.
Well, you guys came back here and started going, I want to have a...
Now, wait a second. This man had a very good point. The guys came back from Korea, and the guys came back from World War II, and people celebrated their return, and people, were grateful to them. And the Vietnam veterans came back, and they had some problems with the citizenry and with the civilians and were spit upon.
It's all a lot of... you know something? Everybody's got an axe to grind, and everybody's got their cross to bear. Just suck it up and move on.
Yeah, well, why,
what did you want?
Okay,
what did you want? A big parade?
Suck it up and moving on. I mean, you weren't even in a war.
What did you want? A big parade?
You weren't even in a war.
I wasn't in a war.
You're sitting there calling. You weren't
in a
war.
Well, Vietnam wasn't a war either.
I hate to tell you, Vietnam. You were in a police action.
Vietnam wasn't a declared war either.
That's right.
That was a police action?
You were in Korea was a police action.
Listen, when I was over in the Korean War, I got a dose of syphilis.
Well, that was your problem because you can't keep it zipped, you know.
But
if you would have been on land and actually in combat, maybe you wouldn't have got syphilis, you know. And instead of losing your foot, maybe you would have lost your life, you know.
The U.S.
Did you ever stop and think about that? But did anybody whine and cry when you came back? No. Did anybody spit on you when you came back? No. Did anybody call you a baby killer? No. You were treated as a hero, so don't sit there and be downgrading these people.
What do you call
that? Gave up their childhood.
What do you
call their childhood?
I got gonorrhea.
To defend your butt to sit here and whine and complain because you lost a little bit of your foot.
Mister, I went to Japan on leave, Yokohama, Japan.
Oh,
and
big deal.
I got gonorrhea in a geisha house.
So that would see you weren't
what
even
has this got to...
You weren't even close to combat when that happened.
You got gonorrhea in a geisha house in Yokohama. What's that got to do with anything?
You have. Oh, okay. So I get it. Have either
you talk
one of,
about a crybaby. You're the biggest crybaby I've heard.
Have you either one of you guys ever gotten a dose of the catfish
blues? No, because we ain't as stupid.
No, man. Yeah, exactly.
We ain't as stupid as you. We're not going to sit there and do garbage like that when we're called upon by our government to take care of business and to do what the United States is proud of. To stand up for and to give our lives for, and you sit there and you have the nerve to call the Gulf War, and you have the nerve to call people that were over in Vietnam a crybaby. You're the biggest crybaby of all.
So let me ask something, Lloyd. You're the guy that
support group more than anybody.
All the action you saw was in a geisha house in Yokohama.
I got a very severe and life-threatening case of gonorrhea
because you're stupid.
Boy,
you
I'll tell you know something. I'm 68 years old, but I'd beat your ass for saying that to me if you
bring
were.
Bring it on, any time you want to bring it on.
I'd love
man.
To kick your butt around the block.
Bring it on.
Okay, all right, sir. Thank you for your call. I'm going to save you from Mr. Lloyd here and his potential ass whipping. Wow. I got a life-threatening case of gonorrhea in a geisha house in Yokohama. That's his purple heart. It's Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Let me get to Green Valley. Green Valley, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a question for this guy. Where does he get off disrespecting these people that fought for our country?
Well, hello. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
What is your name?
My name is Miss Peters.
Well, I'm Lloyd.
Hi.
Yeah. How you been?
I've been fine. I would like my question answered, if that's all right.
What was your question, dear?
How do you?
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Arizona.
Oh, what part?
Green Valley.
That is gorgeous.
Yes, it is. How do you get off?
I'm sorry.
How do you get off on disrespecting these people and calling them crybabies? They served for our country. They've seen a lot of stuff, and just because they get help for it doesn't mean they're a crybaby.
Well, yeah, that's true. No, you're right.
So why are you calling them crybabies?
Are you seeing someone currently?
Sir, I don't
What are you talking about, okay? Quit it.
I need you to answer my question.
Answer the question.
What was your question?
Where do you get off disrespecting veterans who saw bad crap? I don't know. What was your question, ma'am?
What was your question? I don't know.
They served our country just because they asked for a little help from the mental things that happened to them and some of the, like, Agent Orange and their legs being blown off.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah.
How do you get off calling them crybabies?
Valentine's Day, are you free?
So
is she free on Valentine's Day? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm free because I have my husband and he's going to be here and I'm free to him. But
are you free?
This is not the conversation. Don't sexually harass me, sir.
Are you free Valentine's Day? I wanted to ask her if she liked men with missing feet.
Yeah, that's great.
Bill Henry. I think Jimmy must have had it right.